The next patient is Melissa Thompson. The last name is Thompson. Melissa is the first name, Melissa. This is the clinical case of a 53-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B that is associated to severe prurigental azotemia, period. As a matter of fact, the patient was admitted to a hospital with a BUN in the 90s and a creatinine in the 7 range. Period. All the laboratory workup and the physical examination were consistent with prurigental azotemia. We gave IV fluids and the patient was improving gradually. At the time of the discharge, the creatinine was around 2, the BUN in the 30s, and we realized that the body weight to follow was 218 pounds. The patient has been losing weight. She's down to 208 pounds, and she is still prurigental. Today, in the laboratory workup, we found out that the serum creatinine is 2.80. It's 2.85, the BUN is 36, and the estimated GFR is in the 20s. The patient is advised to increase the body weight at least to 212 pounds in order to be able to compensate the losses that she has in the ileostomy, period. Number two, the patient has a history of hepatitis C, was seen by Dr. Murali, M-U-R-A-L-I, in Orlando. The patient completed the treatment, the viral load is negligible. Following number, Crohn's disease, status post, colectomy. Following number, mild metabolic acidosis, that is related to the kidney failure. The patient is advised to increase the fluid intake in order to be able to generate the bicarbonate. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. The patient is going to be evaluated in 6 weeks. Period. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.